Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we're your podcast personal trainers for today, Thursday the 14th of January 2010.
That it is.
Yeah. I'm feeling kind of tired today, Tyler. Not going to lie.
You were out pretty late.
I was out late. Went to a cocktail bar in San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was nice. Like classic cocktails, like Prohibition style bar. Really cool. Some of the best drinks I've ever had.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sounds very good.
Didn't get home till 3, though.
That would be why you were tired.
Probably. Then I woke up because I thought we were going golfing today. But someone didn't want to.
I was pretty sore this morning, along with my workout buddy, and we decided just to sleep in. So, thus...
Something I could, you know, that would have been great to know.
You just rolled over. You called
me.
No,
I was up for like half an hour. I was like gonna get ready and all that, and then I heard chick coming out of your room.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Don't worry, precious. It's all right. So, anything exciting going on in your life? I feel like we haven't talked in a while.
I know we're going 1,000 miles per hour.
Seriously.
Let's see. Anything new and exciting? I've lost 4 pounds.
Nice.
That's about it. I'm only eating food that I've prepared.
That's good.
Is my new lifestyle / diet for right now. Like, I'm making a conscious effort to not, A, spend money at places.
Right.
But then also just prepare all my food and take it with me.
Right. That's important. That's good.
It's a fun little experiment. It's a lot easier than I was expecting it to be. The only difficult thing is, like, taking it to work.
Right, because especially in your suit and tie and all that junk, especially if you have something kind of messy.
Not the suit and tie thing. And then just storage of it. Like,
you don't
there's
have
not.
A fridge?
Well, there is, but it's. I know this is lazy of me, but it's on floor 1, I'm on floor 3. And where you walk in is floor 2. So really you have to walk down to floor 1, put it in there, then walk all the way up to the 3rd floor. Like, it's just...
Got it.
I have to plan an extra 5 minutes before I get to work to do all of it. And
you just don't want to.
Yeah. It's purely... I just don't feel like doing it.
You just bring a little cooler.
That's what I've been doing. And I put it in my stock room, and my manager, I just hide it from him.
That's good. Put it behind some shoes. No one buys.
No one notices it, and I move on with my life.
There you go. Nice.
How's your day going?
Good. I started a Pilates boot camp class. The gym I work at, Walnut Creek Sport and Fitness, they call their all their short-term group classes, like you have to buy into, camps. So Pilates camps, boot camp, gravity camp. Like, it's really interesting. Instead of like a Pilates intro session pack or, you know, whatever you might call it. So, but it's going really well. I have 5 people. We have a capacity for 9. And that's going really well. Really enjoyed it. And then I teach my first mat class at the new gym on Friday. So mat Pilates. And had a fun interaction with a really sweet lady today. She came in to do her initial assessment.
Okay.
And we get to talking. We're going through it. And she's thin. She's got 20% body fat. Weighs 115. I mean, she's had diabetes since she was born, pretty much.
Okay.
And we were talking, and I was like, well, what, like, because, like, all the goals that I usually talk to people about, losing weight, staying healthy, blah, 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 didn't really apply to her. So I was like, what do you want out of working out,
like,
here?
Why are you here?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, well, she's like, well, I want to stay healthy, which I was like, okay, that's good. She's 55. And then I recently lost my husband, and I want community. Like, that is one of the sweetest things I've ever...
Oh, that's nice.
She almost started crying. I was like, oh, like, I am
just
so sorry.
To give her a hug and kind
exactly.
of...
I was like, oh, come here, you. But So I just changed my whole focus with her because, like, I was like, okay, here's what you need to do. We started this Adventure for Life group. It's like people over 50 who want to hang out and stay active. It's like, this is perfect for you because okay. They go out on weekly bike rides. They have speakers. They go on like yearly trips to like India and stuff like that. Wow. Yeah. So I was like, this you need. So
sounds good.
Yeah, that was exciting.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, today we're talking about jeans, and not the ones that you slip into.
I just bought a new pair.
Oh.
These ones right here that I have on.
Sexy.
Guess how much I bought these for?
$15.50. Wow.
I know. They were on sale at the Gap.
Wow. I'm impressed. For some reason, I don't do Gap jeans anymore. They wear out real quick for me.
I have never bought a pair of Gap jeans. I had a gift card. So really, technically, they were free.
There you go.
But off the gift card, they took 15, I think it was 90-something.
But you said 50.
Well, I think it was 50, actually, I think it was 14.50, but with tax and whatnot.
So you lied to me.
I'm sorry. Forgive me.
So there was a really interesting article in the
Times.
Yeah, sorry, I was going to say New York Times, but that was wrong. Time Magazine. And it's a cover story, actually. It says, "Why Your DNA Isn't Your Destiny."
Dun, dun, dun!
So, Tyler, why don't you give us an overview of that? Because I feel like I talk a lot.
No worries. Basically, this whole article talks about this place in Sweden that they did this research on. So, basically, a bunch of scientists got together, and they were trying to figure out how much control on DNA and our genes that we have.
It's kind of like how much does the environment
have? Nature or nurture kind of a concept.
Right. Because this is northern Switzerland.
It's northern Switzerland.
And they went through a lot of feast and a lot of famine. So like one year they have really bountiful crops and one year they don't. So they're interested to see if that had any effect on the population, right?
Yeah, basically this one area, they call it like a province. It's Norrbotten.
Ooh.
Norrbotten? As I read it, I just kept calling it Norrbotten because that's literally what it looks like.
One of the other reasons I wanted Tyler to read this is because I wanted to hear how he would pronounce these words.
Because I'm not sure
if I would pronounce them right. Yeah.
So Norrbotten basically was this isolated place that and just had a bunch of like they either were starving for food or had overwhelming amounts of crops during the 19th century. So 1800s, just so you do that math in your head.
Right.
So one year they would have a famine, one year they would have like a feast and go back and forth. And they found out by tracing the lifespan of the people and stuff like that the boys, and they never said what years boys was. Like, I took it pretty much up to 18.
Yeah, 8 to 18, probably.
Yeah, it was boys. Boys who enjoyed the overabundant crops winters, their kids went, let me just read it word for word. Kids went from normal eating, they basically produced sons and grandsons who live shorter lives.
Yeah, like, but, and it's not a small percentage.
At first, it was just, like, 6 years, and then they recalculated stuff, and it came up to be, like, by 32 years.
Right, like, taking into all the climate and blah, 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 and, like, disease and all that stuff. That's crazy. So, the whole point of the article is what caused that, like, because they're challenging Darwin's theory that evolution takes a long, long time to change a species or a being, right?
Yeah, they get into the Darwin thing, and I knew that they was going to go there. Most DNA conversations go there eventually. But there's a couple other things they found interesting that they found. Where to go?
Well, isn't it based on, like, little light switches? Like, on-off switches on our DNA is where they went. Is that... It's called epigenetics, right?
Yeah, epigenetics. There's marks with all of your genes. So if you picture the genes, with each gene, there's like an on or off switch. For each gene, there's one light switch that basically... Well, like, okay, so the gene is there. But, and then there's a light switch for like that strand to go on and off, but then there's also a light switch for that strand to go on and off.
Okay,
and it's a matter of on and off switches.
Because they're saying there's what, 250 or 25,000 genes, but there's 50 to 100 times as many epigenetic marks.
Yeah.
So I mean, how can you only have one?
Which I would just figure that maybe that I guess there would then be multiples on that, and it would affect it. Drastically,
right.
In certain situations. So if you have two off switches of this gene, it then makes this where all the rest of them are on.
Right. Okay.
I kind of looked at it like a power grid.
Uh huh.
And you've got the green, 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 red. But you know, green, red, green, red is the sequence it needs to be this. But then
right.
Red, green, 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 green means this.
It's almost it's kind of like Simon.
Yeah, it's a weird Simon game with genes and whatnot.
Right.
But yeah, so that was interesting.
But I guess what does that mean for so it's kind of cool that we have these epigenetic marks, right, on our
yeah.
genes. But like, how does that I was reading it, but
well, it goes into there's a couple of things. The first up before we get into why that affects
okay.
us, because then the good news, like the bad news, is that like evidence of the lifestyle choices, like smoking or eating too much. Can change your DNA and cause for obesity and longevity of life to decrease, which I kind of found to be kind of like a no duh.
But I think it's the interesting thing is it's passed on beyond your own life.
Which,
like, so you can affect, like, later on they said it can affect up to like 16 generations.
No, and I get that, but the concept that I found interesting is like when you walk around the mall,
uh-huh.
you see a fat woman and husband.
With a fat
that kid's
child.
Going to be like
right.
the likelihood, and I almost don't want to like. Is that really quote unquote their genes that are doing that, or just the lifestyle of that person nowadays?
Right.
With the starving and not starving, you know, with the crop and the not like that, I think is more of the okay. It is kind of the genes because
right.
they had no control over how much food. But nowadays, I don't know if it's. I wouldn't classify it as purely a gene thing.
Right, and then,
the same with smoking. If your parents smoke, you're more acceptable to probably smoking as well because it's not degraded and not looked down upon.
Right,
stuff like that.
The question that I had reading this the whole time is: so if doing something bad affects you, you know, like affects the generations in front of you, does doing something quote unquote good also do it? You know, like. Can I guess they were saying we can affect our genes is really what they're
yeah.
saying. So,
and that
if I'm if I'm predisposed, like say my parents were, you know, smoked and drank and were obese and blah blah blah, and then I decided to live a lifestyle totally counter to that, do I still have? I mean, I'm fighting an uphill battle because they flipped the switches, but can I flip them back? You know, does that make sense? So
does your upward battle flip the switch so that you've broken the chain?
Exactly.
Say that, yeah, that I think that's kind of what they're going with. Because I find it interesting, the way that this is all written out, they talk about, like, bad news is this, and then the good news. The good news isn't what you just said, which I think should be the good news.
Right.
Of, hey, if you don't smoke, and if you eat right, and if you exercise, you can have a life that's good.
And affect your kids' life.
Yeah, and it will affect everybody else, and it will get ingrained in them. Genetically, not just through, you know, nurture. The good news here, and this is what I found the most interesting, and it kind of deterred me from the whole concept because us being personal trainers, I tend not to like this stuff so much.
Right.
The good news is that scientists have learned to manipulate this mark in labs, which means that they can develop drugs.
Right. Like, really?
Yeah.
Come on.
So we can develop drugs. Simply silence bad genes and jumpstart good ones.
So, the diet pill that actually works, so you don't have to work out, maybe is coming along.
Yeah.
Whip-de, flippin-do. That pisses me off.
I found that to be the funniest concept.
It was interesting, because I read that they had, cancer patients and all that, and they were turning off genes for cancer, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, and I see how that's productive, and I also get, like, if I could... My family has, I feel... Maybe not as much of an obese concept to it, but we can be obese. My family, I have some large
right,
people in my family.
On your mom's side,
yeah,
right? Yeah.
And so I feel that if I could take a pill that was going to help me, like, just play neutral.
Right. Tweak them. Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Sign me up. I don't need a pill that's going to put me, at, you know, the right. steroid concept.
But, okay. Weren't they saying, like, there was one study where they put, gave mice, like, B vitamins?
Yeah, and gave them a yellow coat.
Well, and that was the flip the switches. Uh-huh. So it's not even like you need medication to do it. You just need to eat good food.
Uh-huh.
That, I mean, come on.
It was kind of an interesting concept as I read the article that they were claiming this all to be, like, scientific greatness.
Mm-hmm.
When really I just felt it was more nutrition, common sense.
Right. Yeah.
It was kind of the...
Yeah, it's like, this is a kind of cool scientific thing, but hey, if you decide to work out, lose weight, and eat well, you'll get the exact same benefits.
Yeah, it was kind of that they magnified this so closely that they got to the gene.
Right.
But if you expand it big enough, it's basically what Keon and I tell you to do every other day.
Right. Exactly.
Is what, so you and I technically just made news. Right. We're time. You and I right here. That's awesome. We are... Yeah. Published,
but that to me is it also like it's kind of a challenge. Like, hey, if you're ever planning on having kids, like you're not just screwing up your own life. Now you're screwing over someone else's life if you make those bad choices. So that to me is an important thing to realize is that your choices could go up to 16 generations. And then mind you, what Tyler was talking about with the fat families, you know, like. That you're affecting them beyond just their genetics. Now you're giving them bad food.
Oh yeah.
You know you're just setting up. You're putting the tee ball, on the tee.
Yeah, you're just lining them up to knock them out of the park.
Right.
And the one thing that was interesting is that they only talk about good and bad things, like you're genetically opposed to smoking or overeating and stuff like that. I wanted to know if they could do it for like. Being angry.
Huh.
Or, you know, like...
Like there's temperaments?
Temperaments, or just personality traits.
Huh.
And stuff like that.
That would be interesting.
That was more the stuff that I was like, okay, let's get into that concept, because I love the movie Gattaca.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? I used to have to watch that in biology all the time whenever there was a sub.
Right.
Oh, yeah. It was such an interesting movie where, like, they could literally, when you were going to have a kid, you could decide... All of the traits, what they were going to do with the rest of their life before they were even born.
Right, like, there was a movie about a guy who was naturally born and had some deficiency or something like that.
It was interesting.
Yeah, I liked it.
And that was kind of what I was thinking this was going to get into, but it didn't.
Right.
It just kind of was literally five pages of stuff. And that's kind of the thing that's annoying, I find, with most... stuff is that they overkill you with information that blatantly it's just this.
Right. Well, I mean, I find all, like the background interesting and like how it can help other stuff interesting, you know? Because I'd rather have more than less, like as far as information goes.
No, and I agree with you on information that's productive. It was interesting that, like I highlighted, the good news is this.
Uh-huh.
That you can now get a drug.
Right. Take a pill and ta-da, you don't want
to
anymore.
That I wouldn't consider being the good news of this.
Right. No, I agree.
I would consider that being the interesting news. Like, right. Okay, we can now affect that medically. Cool. But the good news is that you personally can affect it the opposite if you just do the reverse.
Right. Very cool.
So,
yeah.
Read it. It's on Times. It's the Times, let's see, the January 18th edition.
Yep. Kind of interesting.
That hasn't even happened yet.
Huh?
What?
Weird.
January 18th edition. I wonder if this is on newsstands.
Maybe not. Because
I had the subscription to it, so it might come earlier to me.
Got it.
I don't know. That's interesting, though.
Huh. Go figure. Oh, there was something I wanted to talk about, but I can't remember now. But there was something that really made me... laugh at fitness today. And I could... Oh, what was it? Oh, well.
We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Talk about it tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be talking about alcohol.
Booze.
About when, why...
Shots of Patron.
Yep.
Jager bombs.
And so we'll get into that a little bit as to the effects of alcohol on your system and if you should be drinking it when you're trying to lose weight. Huh.
I kind of skimmed through time.
Right.
This guy's column is called the Awesome Column.
That's great.
It's the guy that's on the Daily Show, I think. Or I've seen him. He does, like, I don't think he's the British guy, but I've seen him maybe on, like, VH1 specials and stuff like that.
What's his name? Look,
Joel Stein?
He looks familiar. He does. That doesn't name. Yeah, I should know that.
He looks familiar. Like, he does, like, the VH1, like, behind the scenes or something like that. But that's funny. His column is literally called the Awesome Column.
Right.
It's page 68 of this month, this week's time.
Great.
I don't know what it's about. I just saw that it was called Awesome, and I thought that was awesome.
That is pretty awesome. Sweet. You got anything else for us, Tyler, before we get out of here?
Let's say I will leave you with Candle.
Candle. All right. What would that leave us? What do we have so far?
We have 7.
Uh-huh. Oh. 7 Candle? It's
7. There was 7. There's Candle.
Is there Honey?
Honey. Oh, what was the other thing?
I don't know. This is your deal, Tyler.
Oh, what was the other thing?
This is because you felt left out at the end of the podcast.
I don't remember what the other thing was. Oh. I'll think of it and I'll retell you.
Right. All right. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Enjoy your Thursday. Peace.
Bye. Twists as he can bathe in temptation. Maybe he'll love you when he's had his fill.